Some drivers using Tesla's autopilot have complained about sudden veering. Other autonomous vehicles have also encountered problems, including an Uber in Tempe, which was involved in a fatal accident in March. There are reports that was caused by a software bug. To get a sense of where self-driving technology is now and where it has to go, I'm joined by David R. Baker, the energy reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. And David, there have been a few of these issues with autonomous vehicles where people maybe question how far the technology has come. What are you hearing from folks inside the industry about where it is and how far it still has to go?
Well, when you put it to them that way, people in the industry will often say something along the lines of, it's come a very long way, but there's still a lot of work to be done in the fine details, and in particular what is often referred to as edge cases, which is all these strange little circumstances that can pop up in the midst of a drive. If you ride in one of these vehicles, I've been in a number of them at this point, and most of the time, most of the driving is really quite smooth. And so a lot of the driving, the cars already know how to handle, but there are always variables, always new kinds of situations that can pop up that can confuse the cars. I tend to think of it this way, that they are probably somewhere like 90 to 95% of the way to full self-driving, but that last 5 to 10% is going to take a while.
Well, yeah, and it seems like those cases, you know, sort of the unusual things that pop up when you drive, that has sort of been sold as the benefit of these cars, right? That the machines will be able to react better and more predictably than a human driver will, right?
Yes, but that's sort of what they're advertising for the end point. That's certainly not where we are right now. And any of the companies working on this know that at this point that they can't overpromise on that end, because I do think some of them were getting a little ahead of themselves and telling the public what they wanted to do and then getting a little confused with what they currently could do.
So how does the technology get there then? I mean, we keep hearing about the technology, for example, in Tesla cars, you know, it's supposed to learn from, you know, every drive that a car takes, you know, the whole fleet will learn what that, you know, machine encountered. What still has to happen to get that last 5%?
Well, it really is an issue of practice and iteration and just driving mile after mile after mile. Not only are these companies actually out there physically driving the cars around, but they also use computer models that simulate driving. Waymo, the unit of Google's parent company, will go on at length about just how many millions of simulated miles they've driven. Tesla uses a similar system. But you raised a very good point there, and it's a big question that I and other people who cover Tesla have at this point. We can't actually see the autopilot data that Tesla has been amassing. So we can't really see how these cars are reacting in various situations and whether they are learning the way they're supposed to.
Well, and in the cases where, you know, something unexpected happens on the road, I mean, everybody who's driven has come across something like that. It's really hard to replicate. So I would imagine that it would be hard for a computer system or an autonomous car to learn when it's hard to replicate that kind of situation. And when it does happen on the road, sometimes it has pretty bad results if the car doesn't behave properly.
Yeah, and this is something that Tesla emphasizes, and some drivers intentionally ignore and put themselves in great danger when they do so. I mean, Tesla is very adamant that you actually have to pay attention. The car is rigged in such a way that it keeps monitoring whether or not your hands are on the steering wheel. It can tell if there is pressure from your hands on the wheel. If your hands are not on the wheel, it will start pinging you and flashing this sort of blue image on the dash. And if you intentionally ignore this over and over again, the car actually can lock you out of autopilot for the rest of your drive. Other companies that are developing their own systems like autopilot have their own ways of doing this too. So yes, people do actually try to ignore this. And we even saw a video posted by the guy climbing into the back seat of his car a couple years ago and letting it drive itself. Even though in the act of climbing into the back seat, if his foot touched that wheel at all, autopilot would disengage and he would have been in serious trouble.
Do you think that we as consumers are expecting too much too soon of these companies? I mean, we see here in the Phoenix area, we see these, you know, self-driving cars on the streets. You in San Francisco, I'm sure, see the same things. Do we sort of expect too much right now, given, as you say, that, yes, they're pretty close, but that last percent is really hard to get to?
I think we do. I think we here in the media probably play a role in that. And to some extent, the companies themselves have fanned those flames. You know, I mentioned a press conference where Elon Musk introduced Autopilot back in 2015. I went back and looked at my notes from there, and he was saying that in 3 years' time, he believed the system would be so advanced that it could take you from the front door to your job without you doing anything. It would do all that work for you. And he was saying, I think this was October of 2015, that he was pretty confident that would happen within 3 years' time. I am quite sure he would not say that now, particularly not after we've had a couple of accidents in Autopilot. So, yeah, starting about a year ago, you started to see a lot more public commentary from these companies saying, whoa, don't think this is happening right now. We're still several years down the road.
All right. David R. Baker is energy reporter with the San Francisco Chronicle. David, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.